Well, let's look at what you might be liking to look at this coming weekend. Katie's been looking at it, and we're going to go with TV news first off. You're starting this morning with The Queer Eye?
Yeah, I don't know if you watched The Queer Eye series.
Indeed.
Yeah, there was a few series of it. They did makeovers basically on people, so they didn't just do a makeover on their physical appearance. They did it on their lives, their homes, everything. So it was a really popular programme, and certainly one that we were all watching during lockdown. But Tan France, he is the guy who goes around telling you to do your French tuck by putting your t-shirt into the front of your little jeans or whatever to make yourself look better. Himself and his husband Rob, they're expecting a child via a surrogate, and they announced that on Instagram during the week. He posted a topless photo with an ultrasound picture superimposed over his stomach, so that's good news for them.
Well, good luck to them on that. Come here, the Simpsons star Hank Azaria. What happened here? I'm kind of confused with this.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen The Simpsons. It's been running for many, many, many years. And Hank Azaria, he has apologised actually for voicing the Indian character Apu. So you know Apu in the show, he runs the little convenience store in there. But Azaria, back in January this year, he decided that he would no longer voice the character that he's played. And he's played it actually since 1990. So
Is that 31 years.
He said that he has spent some time educating himself before deciding to step away from the role. He had been called up publicly as a result of a 2017 documentary film, The Problem with Apu. Now, I hadn't heard of that before I read about this story, so I went back and I watched it, but it gives a different perspective. It is a little stereotypical and racial.
Aspect to it,
So he stepped away from that, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
There will be fallout from that, so there will. Now we're looking at what's on TV, and President Michael D. Higgins is amongst, and he turns 80 this coming Sunday. He's amongst the guests on The Late Late Show.
Yeah, Michael D. is going to be on with Ryan Tubridy. If you were looking at Ryan Tubridy's Instagram stories yesterday, he was doing a walk-by-walk of his way up to Áras an Uachtaráin yesterday. So Michael D. will be joining him on the programme, as will Imelda May, and also Johnny Sexton and Kathy Bates, the American actress, Academy Award-winning actress. She's on Misery and Titanic. So it should be an interesting one as well, if you're sitting down tonight.
Absolutely, and that was recorded yesterday then, is that what you said to me in Áras?
Yes, I think so. Well, judging by Ryan Tubridy's Instagram stories, I think he's called at Instagram Tubridy or something, I forget what he is.
Yeah.
But he was going up and he was walking up the gate and he showed it. I'd never seen that angle of Áras an Uachtaráin before. I've only ever kind of seen it from the stock pictures you'd get of it looking really big. But it was nice to see.
So Johnny Sexton there, Jennifer Lopez and all of those.
Lopez isn't on it, but she is in the news this week because she's called off her engagement after weeks of speculation. I bet you were following that so carefully, were you?
So she called it off after weeks of speculation.
Yeah, she'd been going out with Alex Rodriguez, a former baseball star.
Okay.
And they've been denying it now for about a month. They started dating in 2017. He proposed. It's off. She's on the market again.
Okay. Where did he propose, do you know?
I have no idea. Do you remember where you proposed?
I do. Cork.
Tell me about it. Cork?
Cork. Don't ask the date. Let's go. Let's move on maybe quickly before I forget where I did.
In trouble.
Yeah. Listen, coming up though, and again, there's a lot on this. You're going to start first off with David Attenborough.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to look at what hasn't been released yet, I suppose, but is coming out over the next couple of weeks. The first one is called Life in Colour, and you have a short clip of it there.
Animals can use colour for all kinds of different reasons.
Whether to win a mate, or beat a rival, to warn off an enemy, or to hide from one. To understand how these colours work, you need to see them from an animal's perspective. With new cameras developed especially for this series, now we can.
Now, you've given me the video clip of it. The colours are just stunning.
Yeah, it's the trailer. So if you've watched any of David Attenborough's other stuff, I think the most recent one was Our Planet in 2019. That was on Netflix. This TV show, Life in Colour, has already aired on the BBC, but it'll be on Netflix on the 22nd of April. So that's next Thursday. I've only seen the trailer, but this one looks at the idea of colour. So in his original idea was to kind of throw it back to the 1950s, which there was no colour TV back then. So this time, instead of focusing on, say, the likes of climate change, which he's looked at before, and the fragility of the ecosystems, this is going to look at how colour is so important with animals. So, yeah. You know, why are polar bears white? It's to blend in, or, you know, there's plenty of different animals that can hide themselves or make themselves more appealing to a mate. But if you even just watch the trailer and just the soothing voice of David Attenborough, I think you'd nearly watch anything that he narrates. I'm really looking forward to it. So that's next Thursday on Netflix. But if you have BBC, you might have seen it already, and do let us know what it's like.
All right, there's one colour, there's a frog there indeed, that's just on the screen now, and it has an orangey, kind of a Skoda car orangey colour to it. Beautiful colour to it. God, the colour, I can't wait to see that. The colours are wonderful. Really in the years, by the way, that's back, and they're looking at what years now?
2010.
Really?
See if you remember this now, it's been a little while.
So that's the intro, so it is, to it, and it is really in the year. So they're starting at 2010.
Yeah, it's been a while now since it's been on. They ran it back about 10 years ago, where they focused on 1962 to 2009. So this one is in 2010. Nearly doesn't feel like a...
Really in the years.
It doesn't, no. It nearly feels like just like you're looking at the people that you know. But they look a little bit older now. This is the sixth series. So 2010 kind of focused on Brian Cowan, Amy Huberman, you'll spot her in there. Love Hate was on the TV around then. People just do look a little bit old. This was the year then that the kind of financial crash came to a head. So there's lots of images of different housing estates that have been left derelict. One thing I did like about this is that it's 25 minutes long and there's no ad breaks. So it's unusual for RTE to...
Right through.
It's done very simply. It just plays the different clips from the different years, or from the different months of the year, sorry. And you just get to see it. And there's no breaks, which is lovely. Even if you watch it on the RTE player, you can watch it straight through. It opens up with, do you remember, 2010 was the year of the big freeze?
Oh, yeah.
And that clip that went viral on the RTE news of a man slipping on the ice.
On the pathway, yeah.
Yes, so that's what it opens up with. It then goes on to look at, do you remember the ash cloud that came from the Iceland volcano? I just can't believe that this was 10 years ago. You know, it doesn't feel like 10 years ago. Jerry Ryan died that April.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
10 years ago,
yeah.
Wow.
David Cameron replaced Labour's Gordon Brown as Prime Minister. There was an earthquake in Haiti. That was also the year the Chilean miners got stuck underground. 33 of them got trapped. And they were brought safely to the surface after 69 days. And also, you have a clip of a song here. Do you remember this song? This is 10 years ago.
Oh, sorry. Is that the Rubber Bandits?
It is.
Oh, I'm not getting too bad now at all.
It is, and he's made quite a career out of himself since Blind Boy. He has these podcasts which kind of focus on mental health. Mm. He's become very popular. But that song, again, hard to believe it's 10 years old, but going around clamping horses, and I'm sure now there's a few councillors who might ride their horses around and try and get away with parking tickets, but 10 years ago, that song, yeah, can you believe?
Not now. Okay, so that's really in the years. What's waffles, can you tell me?
Oh, I hadn't heard of this. This is called Waffles and Mochi. This is a new TV show. It's been released on Netflix, so you can see all of the episodes. It's presented by Michelle Obama. So herself and Barack, they released this production company called Higher Ground, and they've been kind of co-producing with Netflix. But in this particular TV show, I really don't know how to explain it. It's like Sesame Street meets MasterChef meets The Chef's Table. It's just...
Former First Lady. It's beautifully done.
Yeah, so it's Michelle Obama, and it's about... Actually, do you know what? You have a little clip here. Play this. This might give you a flavour of it.
Okay, here we go with Waffles.
Hi, I'm Waffles, and this is Mochi.
Well, well. Hello, Waffles and Mochi. Are you ready for an amazing adventure?
Coconut!
Our dream? To become chefs.
Let's try a lemon.
Mochi and I are traveling around the world.
Nice mama!
Learning everything we can about food.
Japan!
Peru!
Italy!
Ciao!
I like that. I like the look of that.
Oh, it's so cute. So Michelle Obama, basically, she goes around and she makes friends with these two little puppets, and they're unbelievable. Their characters are Mochi and Waffles. They come from the land of frozen foods, and they're determined to become educated in how to cook and prepare fresh meals. So Michelle Obama, she works at a supermarket, and they go in and they're wandering around and they ask her if they can have a job. And then each episode kind of deals with different topics. So the first episode is all about tomatoes, or tomatoes, whatever way you want to pronounce it. Yeah. It also looks at salt, mushrooms. So in episode one, the two of them go into the supermarket, and it features like really renowned chefs from all over the world. And these little puppets go in and they kind of learn different things. The person who plays the tomato in this is Sia, that singer, you might know her. She's actually written a song that she sings in it. Lots of other different celebrities also play cameos in this. Rashida Jones plays a cornbread baker named Cheryl. Zach Galifianakis, he works at the supermarket, he cleans the aisles, and he sings a song about being misunderstood because of the fruit vegetable confusion. So is it tomato fruit? Or is it a vegetable? I think it's actually a fruit. Tan France, who we just spoke about from Queer Eye, he appears and he tries to make over a potato in one of the episodes. Yeah, so it kind of does cross into the other Netflix show. But do you know what's nice about it is it's deliberately inclusive. So it conveys positive messages about working together as a team, thinking of others. Lots of different ethnic dishes are represented. So they go to a number of different countries.
Yeah.
They speak different languages. Peru is featured. I'd say adult or child, no matter which you are, you're just going to sit down and love it. I only watched the first 10 minutes, but just the way it's produced, it would remind you nearly of the old style Postman Pat, back before everything went kind of computerised and digitally animated. These are the little puppets, and you can see their little van driving around and from the land of frozen food. And Waffles is actually, his mom was a frozen waffle. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to take you seriously or not. Listen,
his mom's a frozen waffle and his dad was a Yeti, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're all on Netflix, 10 episodes.
They met in Iceland, did they?
They could have.
Yeah, could have. See, there you go. Listen, Brooklyn 99. What is Brooklyn 99?
Brooklyn 99, this has been out for a number of years. It's actually on its seventh season now. So it's a TV show that's kind of a crime police funny show. It's a comedy, it's a drama. So this is season 7, which is out. I have a clip here for you that'll give you an idea as to, so this, just to introduce it, it's a police guy. He brings this woman in and she has to identify the person who she thinks has just robbed her or killed her brother. So this is how the, you know when they're all lined up in front of those lines?
The identity parade.
Yeah, this is how it goes.
I heard him. He was singing along to the music at the bar.
Do you remember what he was singing?
I think it was that song, I Want It That Way.
Number one, could you please sing the opening to I Want It That Way?
Really? Okay. You are my fire.
Number two, keep it going.
The one desire.
Number three.
Believe when I say.
Number four.
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Now number five.
I never wanna hear you say.
Woo! I want it that way.
Ah, chills. Literal chills.
It was number five. Number five killed my brother.
Oh my God, I forgot about that part.
That's a bit of fun. So
that's
called
a clip from one of the older
Brooklyn
series.
Brooklyn 99.
Brooklyn 99. It's funny. It's a bit of a laugh. And season 7 is on the way. And Netflix, they're going to release all 13 episodes.
Briefly, Unforgotten season 4 is back.
Yeah, I got a huge surprise a couple of weeks ago when I realised this was back. I completely missed it. I don't know how. Unforgotten, of course, is one of the best ITV shows that has come out in a few years. It's based on historical murders. So I think in season 1, don't they find a body under the floor in a basement? And season 4, then it has started again. All of the episodes are out. If you missed it on ITV Sky, you can actually download the whole box set now. You do have to pay for it, but if you have missed it, you can download it.
You can download it that way.
So this one revolves around another cold case with Cassie Stewart. You'll recognise her. She's played by Nicola Walker, as well as Sonny Khan. And you know what I didn't realise is Sonny, he's one of the detectives in it. His backpack has gained its own cult on social media.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read that a few months ago. Yeah.
Jeez, we'll have to get you one. That could be your belated birthday present. But yeah, Unforgotten season 4, that's out. definitely worth a watch if you can catch up with it. Also, a new one coming out next week, which I really can't wait for. It's called, I'm going to pronounce this maybe wrong, Mayor of Easttown, or maybe it's Mary of Easttown, I don't know. But it features Kate Winslet. And it's the first time in 10 years that she has returned as in a TV role. And this is a mystery series, again, another kind of detective-y one. Her life is crumbling around her, but she still has to focus on the case at hand. But it'll be interesting to see Kate Winslet in a role like that, because I think we spoke about... the actress from Titanic, she's going to be on with Ryan Tuberty tonight. And I think Kate Winslet, that's the one I remember her most from anyway, is Titanic. But to see her in a detective role, Sky Atlantic presents that, and that's going to be out on Monday. So that should be a good one.
Okay, and Redknapp's weekend warm-up?
Yeah, if you're into sport, Redknapp's weekend warm-up series 1. It features Harry Redknapp and his son, Jamie. And they're going to do a kind of comedy entertainment show, along with all the football
comedy,
and all of that.
Harry Redknapp comedy.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't he on I'm a Celebrity there a couple of years ago? I think he might have won it, actually. And he was funny. Was it his jam roly-poly pudding that he used to love?
Yeah.
We'll have to give that a go.
He became human on that,
So that is Thursday 22nd. So again, that's another one on Thursday. So David Attenborough and Redknapp's weekend warm-up, they're both next Thursday. But I have to say now, if you're planning on watching anything this weekend, no matter what age you are, Waffles and Mochi is definitely the one to go for, because it's lovely.
All right. Waffles and Mochi has been the selection for this weekend. Katie, thank you for joining us today on the programme. Now, all of that will be up online as well. Just go to goldwaybfm.ie. I'd watch Waffles and Mochi just to see Michelle Obama and how she interacts, because I've seen her interact indeed with children before, but I'd like... And I read her book, which was excellently written, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Quick commercial break. We're back just after these.